The following podcast contains spoilers for episode 7 of the current series of Doctor Who, Amy's Choice. Tune in when you've seen it. Hi, this is Chip, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for May 15th, reviewing Amy's Choice. Your reviewer du jour is Damon Querry from the Tachyon TV triumvirate. Take it away, Damon.
Good evening. I guess this is payback for the therapy session I received from Chip back in February as I offloaded many of my issues with Doctor Who. Although what it probably came down to in the end was general old person's moan about modern life and how things aren't what they once were. So it was with a great deal of apprehension I agreed to do the 2-Minute Time Lord's bidding until he offered me the Simon Nye episode, or as the tabloids would have it, the Simon, quotes, men behaving badly, Nye. And please feel free to join with the air quotes with me. It's a great piece of tabloid shorthand to take the name of someone and stick a cultural reference slap bang in the middle of their name so that people know who you're talking about. For example, Paul, the Beatles, McCartney, Lily, daughter of Keith, Allen, or David, not enough seats for a clear majority, Cameron. I was quite looking forward to Nice script, not because of Men Behaving Badly, which in my opinion is much more inferior when compared to his Channel 4 ITV sitcom Is It Legal, but describing him as Simon Is It Legal Nye would probably be like saying Martin Snake Dance Clunes. Amy's Choice tells two separate stories within one, where our heroes shift between competing worlds, attempting to work out which is the dream and which is the reality, with the help or hindrance of the sinister Dream Lord. More air quotes there, I'm afraid. And the episode probably contains more tweeting than occurred during the recent Prime Ministerial TV debates. In one reality, they're freezing to death in the TARDIS, heading powerless towards a frozen sun, wearing ponchos and on the verge of forming a rudimentary panpipe combo, whilst in the other, it's 5 years after Amy, and I assume Rory, travelled with the Doctor. Amy's expecting, and Rory's experimenting, with the status quo look, sporting a natty little ponytail. The main threat in this reality comes from a Saga Tours party with an alien organism in each of them, keeping them alive beyond their natural human lifespan. Die in the wrong reality, and you're dead. Deader than the Peruvian panpipe look down the local farmer's market of a Saturday. Present in both realities, and undergoing more costume changes than you'd see in an average Beyoncé concert, is Toby Jones's Dream Lord. That's a possessive apostrophe and more air quotes there, I'm afraid, punctuation fans. Now, if you're anything like me, you'll have evolved sitting and ranting at the television into high art, so you'll probably have been shouting that it's obvious which version was the dream, which the reality. Which meant I never saw the slight twist at the end, that they're both dreams, as it was obscured by my blind rage and 3 bottles of Vagrant Strength cider, and that the Dream Lord was actually an aspect of the Doctor himself. Doctor Who remains at its strongest when it takes the mundane and makes it scary. Even if some of the concepts are too high for the average 7-year-old to comprehend, you can bet your life that they'll not look at their grandparents in quite the same light tomorrow, especially when they start moaning about modern life and how things aren't what they once were. Chin chin.
Thank you, Damon. That was a pretty powerful and potent contribution. It was a pleasure. And you can find Damon at the Tachyon TV website at tachyon-tv.co.uk or at the Behind the Sofa web blog at behindthesofa.org.uk. And did you guys know that Tachyon TV is coming back very, very soon? I can't wait. In the meantime, you can find more prognostication and pontification from me at twominutetimelord.com, and you can find me on Twitter and Facebook if you look for numeral 2 Minute Time Lord, all smashed in together. Catch you soon.